Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's wife makes out with someone else during their wedding. Am I the butthole for canceling our honeymoon and considering divorce when my wife made out with a female friend at our wedding? I'm 24, and my wife, Sarah, is also 24. We recently got married this last week. Me and my wife have been together for 4 years, and we've only had this one major issue. My wife is a drinker. She only drinks about once a week, but usually drinks way more than she can handle. When we first got together, I realized that she has a habit of making out with random women when she's drunk. Now, I don't think this is sexy or exciting. I myself am bisexual, and I view this as cheating. After the second time I caught her doing this a few months into dating, I sat her down and told her that this would absolutely not be okay as long as we were in a committed relationship. It took many conversations for her to understand that I was serious and viewed it as cheating. She promised to stop, but insisted that she didn't cheat. She was good about cutting back on drinking and being more mindful of me. However, over the years, I caught her kissing two other women. Once, a random acquaintance, and the last time about 2 years ago was with her best friend turned maid of honor, Brooke, who's 24. An important piece of information after I caught her last time is that I had a complete and total breakdown. It took her coming to my therapy sessions and couples counseling for her to understand how badly she hurt me. I told her that if this ever happens again, regardless of the circumstances, I was out. This brings us to the present. The wedding day came around, and it was perfect. The happiest day of our lives and whatnot. Then we went to the reception. We, of course, got pretty drunk. Not blackout drunk or belligerent, but definitely drunk. At some point, my wife asked me to get her a pair of comfortable shoes. On my way back, I see my wife with Brooke's tongue down her throat in the middle of the dance floor with her other bridesmaids. I stomp my way to the reception, push Brooke out of the way, and said something along the lines of, "What the F are you doing?" At this point, everyone stopped and looked at us, and I just threw the shoes and walked out. Sarah chased me out, bawling hysterically. Since this has happened, I canceled our tickets and hotel reservation for our honeymoon, and I'm strongly considering divorce. My wife has gone from begging, to crying, to name-calling. She ultimately decided that I was a massive butthole for embarrassing her at our wedding and throwing away our relationship over nothing. I think that I'm just done, though. She hurt me so many times, and she can't even see what she's doing wrong.
OP, this is a lot of red flags in just one post. I can't believe you decided to go through with this marriage. And then basically her first act as your new wife is to immediately trample a well-established boundary that sent you to therapy before and make out with someone else. And it's not okay for you to embarrass her by saying what the F are you doing, but it is okay for her to embarrass you by making out with someone else. OP, clearly marrying this woman was a mistake. Get out while you still can. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving her 3 out of 5 buttholes.
Am I the butthole for divorcing my husband for putting a camera in our house to prove a point about me? I'm a 46-year-old woman and my husband is 47. It's been about 1 month since I found out that my husband put a hidden camera in our living room to prove that I'm lazy and worthless. It was a small disguised camera hidden inside what looked like a charging block. He stuck one in the living room outlet. We have 3 kids, a 16-year-old girl, a 14-year-old boy, and a 12-year-old girl. They all have a bunch of chargers and such, so I didn't suspect anything. The point my husband was trying to prove was that my administrative skills are not up to the super stay-at-home mom standards that he as a high earner deserves. This all started because my 12-year-old needed a permission slip signed and forms filled out to go on a class trip. I admit that things happened, and we missed the submission deadline. I had made a note to fill out the forms on another day since it was a task that I needed to be 100% focused on. But it was just the start of a new month, and that's when I do most of the shopping and tracking of household bills and subscriptions. I do daily cleaning, but we use a service for deep cleaning and landscaping that I had to supervise. Long story short, my 16-year-old calls my husband after picking up her sister, saying that she was crying because she can't go on her trip. My husband drove to the school and begged them to let him fill out the forms in the office. Thankfully, they let him since it was the same day. I apologized profusely. My husband, who's self-employed as an HVAC technician, laid into me about how he has so many calls a day, but he still handles the administrative aspect of his job, like communication and bookkeeping. I yelled back at him because his work is concentrated while my work at home has a bunch of moving parts and emotional labor as well. And also, I do it all behind the scenes. He digs his heels in about how I wasn't as busy as he was and I needed to do easy things better. A week later, he picks a fight about me not going that day to mail out checks to his employees when I could have done it the next day. He admitted to the camera and starts citing proof of times when I was on my phone, and that automatically equals goofing off. I was on my phone researching meals to fit my daughter's dietary restrictions while keeping her healthy as a ballet dancer. I was looking into subscriptions for frozen but healthy. I'm sorry, okay, I wasn't expecting that line. I was looking into subscriptions for frozen but healthy meals that she and the rest of us could have on the go or at home. The fact that he took offense to me occasionally lying down when I was researching, or that I had taken a TV break before preparing dinner, did it in for me. He knew that my days are crazy during the first days of the month, which was when the permission slip debacle happened. You kicked him out of the house? I kicked him out of the house. It's been a month, and friends have been saying that there are other men out there who wouldn't disregard the things I do to make the life of a high earner possible. I ended up seeing an attorney, and I just filed for divorce because I feel violated and devalued. Am I the butthole? Guys, let me preface this by saying that my wife is a stay-at-home mom. She is taking care of our 2-year-old daughter. I have a lot of respect for stay-at-home moms. But this lady. Okay, look, I'll admit that the guy is picking fights in a really aggressive manner. He's not really focused on communication and solving the problem. He's focused on like a gotcha moment. And spying on your wife is not a really cool thing to do. So he's definitely going to get a butthole score. But lady, is he wrong? Not even close. What do you do all day? If your 3 kids were like ages 3, 4, 5, I could understand being busy all the time. But 16, 14, 12? You've also got maids who come in and clean your house and landscapers, and you have to supervise them? I've never even heard of that before. So what, you just follow them around from room to room, watching them, telling them what to do?
Even if you did that, which I don't believe, by the way, I think you're lying to say that your day is busier than it really is. Even if you did that, that's still not going to take 8 hours because no one has maids and landscapers at their house 8 hours a day. At most, it's like, what, maybe 1 or 2 hours daily for maid service and landscaping is like once a week. Like, your husband's 100% right. Why didn't you fill out the permission slip? You had time to fill out a note saying to fill out the permission slip, but not to actually just fill out the permission slip. And Ovi, I really wasn't expecting the line when you said, I'm so busy looking up subscription meal services so that I don't have to cook. I'm so busy doing that, researching meal plans. Oh my God, give me a break. Are we also to believe that since your 16-year-old picked up the 12-year-old, does that mean that that teenager is driving around the kids so that you don't have to? OP, what do you do? Look, I want to clarify, like, let me be super, super clear. If a wife wants to stay at home and do literally nothing, I think that's fine, as long as the husband is fine with it too. But if you're going to sit around on your butt all day, don't pretend that you're busy and that you're flustered. And I've got so much stuff on my plate because it's the beginning of the month and I shop on the first and then I have 29 days of nothing to do. And I can't do anything else on the first because that's the busiest day of the year. All right, I'm giving the husband, I don't know, 2 out of 5 buttholes, maybe more like 1 out of 5 buttholes. The spying is kind of bad, but I kind of feel like he was pushed into doing it because his wife is constantly lying about how busy she is and just gaslighting him. I don't really feel like he just decided, you know what, I'm going to spy on my wife for the fun of it. I feel like she pushed him into doing it with constant lies that just don't add up. OP, I gotta give you 3 out of 5 buttholes here. You are full of yourself. You know what I just realized? The 16-year-old, instead of calling you, who was home and had nothing to do when her little sister couldn't go to the field trip, she called her dad, who had a full-time job. Presumably because she knew that dad would fix the problem, but you wouldn't because you had your hands full monitoring the landscaping. So she had to call her pops to fix a problem that you created. Yeah, like why didn't you drive to the school and beg the school to fill out the permission forms? Yo, this is not adding up. OP, you're full of shit. You're so full of shit. All right, I gotta check the comments. What else is this lady saying? She's so funny. Okay, so what? She made 3 comments and they're all about the mail. She's complaining about the mail situation in every one. She says, my husband thinks that dealing with the slow inefficiency of the post office isn't real work when I'm the one doing it. But then when he went out after our fight to mail the checks himself, somehow dealing with the long line right before closing was suddenly work for him. He thinks that because he's the one generating the checks, which takes 2 seconds, and printing them, that is somehow more payable work than what I do, because I was going to the post office anyways. If I was paid for the labor I did and the tasks that I constantly pick up for the household, dry cleaning, cooking, shopping, he'd be bankrupt. Yo, what am I reading? Dry cleaning doesn't take that much time. Cooking, lady, you just admitted that you order out to subscription services. And you don't even have kids at home to cook lunch for them, so is it just dinner? And then shopping, you said yourself you only shop once a month! Oh, hold on, this story is confusing the hell out of me. Can't you just put mail in those blue boxes? Look, it's 2024, it's a digital era. I haven't sent out paper mail to someone, I can't even remember the last time I did that. So maybe there's a reason why they have to go to the post office to mail out the checks, but can't you just throw a stamp on it, write out the address, and just slip it in those blue boxes? Am I missing something? Why are these people wasting time at the post office? Thank you so much for this post, OP. It really made my day. The delusion is just dripping out with every word. I cannot believe how far you have your head up your own butt. Am I the butthole for telling my mom and dad that they have to get their noses pierced if they want to see my daughter again? My husband and I travel down to Mexico to visit with my family. I'm an American citizen, but my mom and dad are not. My mom and dad got my daughter earrings for her birthday. My daughter's ears are not pierced. She's only 1 year old. I told my parents that I would save the earrings for her until she was old enough to get her ears pierced. We left my daughter with my parents while we went to meet up with some friends. When we went to pick up my daughter, my mom showed us that we didn't need to wait because they had taken her to get her ears pierced. I got my daughter and I dragged my husband out of there before he lost his mind. We went back to our hotel. I am furious. My husband said that my parents are not allowed to spend time alone with my daughter ever again. I went even farther. I said that I wouldn't be bringing her or any other kids we might have down here to see my parents again. We checked out 3 days early and went home. On the way home, my parents were calling me to see when we were coming over. I ignored all the calls and texts until we were back home in Phoenix. We took a couple of days to think things over and cool down. I finally called them. I asked them not to speak until I was done talking. I told them that my husband and I are upset with them for getting our baby's earpiece without our permission. I told them that we went back home and probably wouldn't be visiting for a while. They said that my sister and I both had ears pierced when we were babies and that it didn't harm us. I said that we were not going to change our minds. They started getting everyone, including my grandmother, to call me and say that I was being ridiculous. I talked to my husband and we came up with a compromise. We agreed that we would resume visits, but not give them alone time, and only if they both got their noses pierced. They said that we're being stupid and that they're not going to do that. I said, no problem, and hung up. We started blocking anyone who tries to call us and give us flack for denying my parents their right to see my daughter. This one's pretty easy, OP. You and your husband set a really clear boundary, and your parents disrespected that boundary. So for that, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes, and your parents get 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for having an affair since my girlfriend said that we're just friends? I'm a 28-year-old man, and I've been seeing Amanda, who's 27, for over a year. We went on dates, we were intimate, and we lived together. Basically, we acted like a couple in every way, except that she would insist that we were just friends whenever I tried to make it official. It started to really bother me that after a year, she wouldn't acknowledge that we were in a relationship. One night at a bar, I met Lisa, who was very forward about being promiscuous. I thought that since Amanda and I were just friends, it wouldn't be cheating to hook up with Lisa. So, I took Lisa home to the apartment that Amanda and I shared, and we were cuddling on the bed when Amanda walked in. She was furious and gave me the silent treatment for days. After some groveling and apologies from me, she finally agreed to be my official girlfriend. It's been 6 months since then. However, Amanda and some of my friends keep saying that I was out of line to hook up with Lisa, since Amanda and I were clearly more than just friends, despite what she said. But I figured since she kept insisting that we were just friends, I was free to see other people. Am I the butthole? OP, while reading the story, I had to go back and check your ages. You're 28 and she's 27 and you two are acting like 19-year-olds. I can't believe you guys are almost 30 and you both want to play this stupid, oh, are we dating? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we're dating. Maybe we're... Come on, man. Also, your girlfriend slash not girlfriend is incredibly stupid because the only benefit, basically, of declaring someone officially boyfriend-girlfriend is that that means that you can't sleep with other people anymore, right? That's literally the only thing that changes. So, if she didn't want to make that jump, that means you can sleep with other people. Presumably, the reason why she didn't want to call herself your girlfriend is because she was sleeping with other people. Buddy, you gotta move on. Why do you want to be in a relationship with a girl that you had to grovel and beg to be your girlfriend? Does that sound like a healthy relationship to anybody? Have some self-respect, my dude. We already know that you can pick up pretty promiscuous women in bars, so get out there and enjoy life, my friend. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your girlfriend 1 out of 5 buttholes for her hypocrisy. She wants to not have her cake, but still eat it too. Am I the butthole for refusing to donate my kidney to my dying sister because she bullied me throughout childhood and never apologized? I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I'm in a really tough spot right now. My sister, who's 30, has been battling kidney failure for the past year, and our doctors have informed us that she urgently needs a transplant to survive. Here's the thing. Growing up, my sister made my life a living hell. She constantly belittled me, called me names, and even physically bullied me. It was relentless, and it left me with deep emotional scars that I still carry to this day. Despite all the pain she caused me, I've tried to forgive her and move on, but she's never once apologized or shown any remorse for her actions. Now, with her life hanging in the balance, my family is pressuring me to donate one of my kidneys to her. They say that it's the only chance she has, and that it would be heartless to refuse. But I can't shake the feelings of resentment towards her. Why should I sacrifice a part of myself for someone who never showed me an ounce of kindness or compassion?
I know it sounds selfish, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Am I the butthole for refusing to donate my kidney to my dying sister because of our troubled past? Down in the comments, Bakibu says, as a former donor, you have to pass a series of medical tests. The most important test is a psychological test. Considering your feelings and the pressure from your family, it is highly unlikely that you would pass. OP, I think you're in the clear here. Even though this is literally a life or death situation, even if you loved your sister with all of your heart, you can't really be asked to give up a body part unless you're comfortable with it. What I want to know is, why can't the rest of your family donate a kidney? Maybe because they're all selfish jerks because they allowed OP to be bullied throughout her entire childhood and never stepped in to stop it? OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving everyone else in your family 3 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.